20% throughout the last 5 years is a very strong track record for Aviva SAS financial performance. When it comes to different business lines, our pension business, as indicated earlier, grew by 27% on an annual basis in the last 5 years, and its technical profit was growing at 16%. In year 2020, those were 32% and 17% respectively. A much significant growth in our life protection business, where the top line was growing at a pace of 49% per each year. The profitability, the technical profit, growing 43% again on an annual basis. In year 2020, our top line has grown by 40%, and the technical profit in life business has grown by 68%. Finally, the personal accident business, as a result of the impacts of the pandemic, the top line unfortunately has shrunk by almost 20% versus last year, but we have been able to maintain the profit generated as compared to previous years. The technical profit in the P&A business was also growing at a pace of 21% over the last 5 years. The pension business grew not only by asset under management, but also in terms of the number of participants. This was at the back of introduction of auto-enrollment business. With the start of the auto-enrollment in 2017, and also with the impact of the difficult economic conditions since 2018, we see some decline in the number of participants, A, because of some cannibalization from our regular pensions or voluntary pensions to auto-enrollment customers. Also, there are some lapses under those difficult economic conditions. We do observe the lapses being similar versus the market average. Even we have been able to achieve a better pace in the last quarter of 2020. Accordingly, although our market share is slightly declining, we are still one of the leading companies at around a 19% market share in the voluntary pensions and a total of 18%, including also the auto-enrollment customers. When it comes to one of the key factors in the pension business is the returns. Over the last 5 years, we are observing very strong performance in the pension industry, and also our pension plans are delivering much better returns to our customers over the last years. For instance, in year 2020, while the inflation rate was around 14%-14.6%, our plans on an average has a return of 28%. If you look to 2 years horizon, over the last 2 years, the total inflation was around 28%, whereas the total return on our plans was more than 65%. It goes similarly if you look last 5 years or last 5 years as well. I believe the pension customers or pension investors had a very good results and a very good return over those periods, which was also a contributing factor to the top line growth in the market. On the life protection, with the introduction of our long-term credit life product in mid of 2019, we have an accelerated growth on both top line and bottom line. We see much better improvements in our profitability as compared to the top line, as this is one of the most profitable product in the market. As you can see on the right bottom side of this slide, the commission ratios and the claims ratios are at very comfortable levels in terms of the premium profitability of this portfolio. And when it comes to our market share, we are continuously improving, but not very happy with our credit-linked product market share. But we believe we are on a right track, and we will see much better market shares when the credit market will be recovering. We are the market leader position in the standalone product with an 18% market share. And all in all, our total protection market share has reached to more than 9% by the end of 2020. And we believe this growth will continue over the following years. I'll be skipping the personal accident slide since this is a very small portion of our total portfolio. A distribution of our life business, as we keep sharing with you over the last couple of quarters, we have a very healthy business structure on our life business.
Welcome to Camtasia. This sample project will
Less dependency on the credit business as compared to the rest of the market. The total size of the credit link products within our total portfolio has almost a 42% share, whereas the standalone products constitutes almost 58% of the total portfolio, all growing at around 30 or higher percent growth rate, realizing a total 35% growth in our total life and personal accident portfolio. I have given a brief summary of our IFRS financials, but if you would like to go into some further details, we see a 68% in the technical profitability of our life protection line, increasing volume or increasing share of our new long-term credit life portfolio product in our portfolio. Pension technical profit growing at 17%, which is very comfortable under the existing circumstances. And also net technical profit after G&A expenses growing at 75%. When it comes to last quarter results, I have seen a couple of comments today from the analysts addressing a decline on quarter-on-quarter basis. Actually, this is a result of softening credit landings in the banking industry, and accordingly, the decline in technical profit from our life protection business. That was one of the key reasons of quarter-on-quarter decline. And secondly, the G&A expenses have grown a bit higher as compared to the prior quarter. This is also an expected trend when you compare the earlier years as well. The expenses tend to increase towards the end of the year, while the sales accelerate, and accordingly the respective expenses for the sales campaigns, sales activities are in an increasing trend, as well as the last quarter are the period when we do most of the IT investments. Therefore, the IT investments are also in an increasing trend in the last quarter of almost each year. So that was an expected trend of having an increased expenses in the last quarter of the year. Last but not least, we have also some slight decline in our investment income by the end of the year. This is basically a result of the accounting of swap products, swap instruments. As you know, the swap instruments, being a synthetic deposit, having no currency risk carried on, the accounting treatment, however, requires to account on the FX gains or losses if there would be some volatility in the foreign exchange rates in the market. Unfortunately, as you also know and follow in the market, there was a sudden decline in the foreign exchange rates in the last quarters in Turkish market. And accordingly, our swap accounts has resulted with a temporary FX loss, which would be recovered in year 2021. This is pure an accounting transaction. There is no real loss or real revenue decline in the last quarter of the year in our investment income, but just a result of accounting of swap transactions have shown a decline in our financial income in the last quarter. Accordingly, basically because of the declining credit-linked premium generation and increasing G&A expenses, and finally, the result of swap transactions, accounting rules have resulted with a decline in last quarter's income, but this is not fully reflective of the business going forward. What actually we focus on is the full year performance, which reflects a 41% technical profit growth, 75% net technical profit growth, and 36% net income growth for the full year of 2020. And again, on the local accounts, we have seen a 37% growth at the bottom line, 86% growth in the net technical profit after the G&A expenses, and the both our life products are both our life products, credit life and ROP, in total showing a significant profitability growth over the last year. The dividend policy continues to be generous. We have, as I mentioned at the beginning, we have completed the total 160 million dividend payment after the restrictions have been lifted. Another important metric that we follow, as I mentioned, was MCEV, which reached to 2.3 billion by the end of 2020, showing an annual growth of 13.5% over the last 14 years, and a similar growth of 12.6% have been achieved this year, in spite of the negative impact on our new businesses. This growth is very valuable and remarkable in my view. And the composition of the total value in force is almost one-third coming from our life and PA products and two-thirds coming from our pension business. And the net worth of the company is also improved very significantly by 33% over the last year, reaching to almost 700 million Turkish lira. Again, I will not go into the details of those charts. You will be able to find those in our website after this meeting. I will be discussing a bit about the profit margins. Of course, with the impact of the COVID pandemic, we have seen some declining trends in the new business generation. However, if you consider the new business profitability margins before the expense allocations or expense overruns, the portfolio looks to be very healthy in spite of all of the unfavorable conditions throughout the year. And also the IRRs are at very, very high levels. For the total of portfolio, we have been able to achieve an 83.6% of IRR and 1.2 years of payback, which are very, very strong, I believe, in terms of the future growth and the profitability of the business. That now concludes my presentation, and I would like to give the word to you for your questions. I hope I've been able to remove the presentation, and we are ready for your questions. Please use this hand size, raise hand icon on top of your screen, and we will be trying to give the word to you in the order of requests as much as we can. I guess the presentation was so clear that we do not have any questions.
Erkan Bey, there is a question written from the Q&A part, and I can.
Yes, Mike.
Yeah, hi. That was a great presentation. Thank you very much. I just had a quick question. You know, a big part of what's happening now in the U.S. and in Europe is the rise of fintech. I haven't heard too much about fintech in Turkey, but do you see that as competition for you? Are some newer firms coming into the market, and do you see them starting to enter your business?
Thank you for the question. This is a very hot topic in all over the world, actually, similarly in Turkey as well. We see a lot of initiatives in the fintech businesses, but so far there is no significant player or tool developed in the insurance business. However, we are very closely following up the initiatives in the fintech businesses, both in terms of investing in those and also establishing some alliances in order to benefit in our business, in our services provided. We are a part of a larger organization together with some other insurance companies and as well as some other companies from the finance world to support the fintech initiatives, fintech startups, and fintech scale-ups. We are especially interested with scale-up companies rather than the startups in order to invest and in order to establish alliances. But as a response to your question, there is no remarkable initiative in the insurance business, in fintechs.
And on the pensions business, are there any fintech startups that might come into the market, or you see coming into the market? And also, are you...
Not as far as we heard and we know.
Okay. Are you taking any preemptive steps to maybe increase your online offerings or your mobile offerings or mobile reach, online reach?
We do have some initiatives on both online and mobile. We have launched a mobile app in the mid of 2019. The total downloads has been very successful. As if I'm not wrong, we have exceeded 1 million downloads. But the most important thing is, of course, the active users' size. This is around 200,000 customers. We do offer several transaction opportunities to our customers, both in pensions and also in life products. For the pension products, the customers can change their asset allocations directly, can also increase their contributions, monthly contributions, and also they can make single premium contributions. What we have started to offer them is a comparison of their returns in IRR basis, which is computed based on every single contribution that they have made as compared to the inflation rate, which is specifically calculated for that customer in accordance, again, with the contributions that they have made. So they have a better position to see the performances of their own asset selections. And by seeing those performances, they have the opportunity, they have offerings from our side for alternative funds that they have that they may choose in their fund allocations. On the other hand, we are in the process of developing some offerings for the life products as well. With the start of the pandemic, we have given focus to develop online sales opportunities to our sales staff. They are in a position now to make our OP sales, pension sales from their online devices without seeing or visiting the customer. They can contact to themselves online and get the necessary documentations again online, including their signatures as well.
And do you have a sense, and how do you measure the, I guess, the penetration or the usefulness of your online or mobile applications versus the online offline stuff? And also, how would you measure the competition of your mobile and online business with other companies in your sector?
To be honest, the share of online or mobile is very small at the time being. One might define it very negligible either. However, we believe that this will have much bigger shares in the upcoming future. And when it comes to the competition, we are pretty much in similar situation with the big players. We have some more advanced tools and offerings on some areas, and they have some better solutions in the others, but none of them creating any significant competitive advantage one to the other. But this is as of yet, of course, that area is developing very fast. And the pandemic has accelerated, of course, both the necessity and the investment made into the online and digital platforms and solutions.
Okay. Who would you say is a leader on the digital and online platform solutions?
There is no clear leader in Turkish market, I would say.
Okay.
All the big names that you can count in both pension and life insurances are also leaders in the digital or online as well. But okay. As I said, that constitutes a very small portion of the total business.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There is another question from the Q&A part. Thank you, Erkan Bey, thank you. What is your 2021 outlook for pension and life protection? Can you provide some soft guidance at least? The question is from Cenk Orcan, HSBC.
Thank you, Cenk Bey. Unfortunately, we are not in a position of sharing a guidance for 2021 under the continuing circumstances in the the COVID-19 pandemic. The progress in vaccination and the success of the vaccination, the new cases of the mutant viruses, all are some very big unknowns and uncertainties for the rest of the year. We will be, I believe, in a better position to share some guidance, not earlier than the end of the first half of the year. We are still continuing our efforts against a lot of uncertainties, and under those uncertain environment, it is not easy to give a guidance to the market. But of course, our leadership targets in all the segments, both in top line and also bottom line growth, will be valid. Those will be our aims going forward, but we cannot share any guidance as of yet. I guess there is no further question. For the sake of timing, I would like to close the meeting and thank you, all of the participants. Thank you for your interests. In case of any further questions, our investor relations department will always be on the reach. And a copy of this presentation, as well as the audio recordings, will be available in our website. Have a good afternoon, evening, depending on wherever you are in the world. And I wish you a very successful 2021. Together, my best wishes for your health and for your family's health as well. Thank you very much. See you in our next presentation by the end of the first quarter of the year.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.